Yeah, we're holding daf nun number aleph, just to the last mission again. The last mission says, kol ha-kosher lodin, whoever's kosher to be a dayin, he has kosher lahoyid, he's kosher to say edis also. But for yesh, there are some people, she kosher lahoyid, there are certain people who's kosher to be an aid, to say edis, but v'yein ha-kosher lodin, not kosher to be a dayin. So Mar says, lasu yamai, what's this case, that he's kosher to say edis, and is not kosher to be a dayin? Omer Rav Yechon, lasu yisum ha-biyachas mein, if a person that's blind in one of his eyes, that he's still kosher to say edus, even though he's not kosher to be a dayin. Umani, who does this go like? In top of the afnun. Umani, Reb Meir, I'm going to go according to Reb Meir Yeshita. Rashi says, the posel summa biyachas mein of lodun, that this is a psul, he can't be a dayin. The Tani would learn like this. Hoy Rabbi Meir, Reb Meir used to say, Ma Talmud, what does the posel say, Alpiyam? According to Alpiyam, that Alpiyam yil koriv v'chol nega, that according to the dayonim should be, any riv and any nega, what does that mean to say? V'chima inyin riva meitz negoyim. What does the parasha of ribim of arguments have to do with the parasha of negoyim? It says, alpiyim yo koriv v'chol nega. So makish, this pasuk comes to say, hekeshir, ribim v'negoyim, the parasha of ribim, that means of machlekes, toin v'nitun, and dinim omnis, if you have arguments one against the other, to the lock of negoyim. Man negoyim, just like the parasha of negoyim, when a kohen paskins, somebody's tummy has a neger on him. Locher is biyoyim, he has to paskin by daytime. The pasuk says of biyoyim haras boyde, that you look at it, is af reading the same thing as shal about reading of bachloikasim, is biyoyim, the best money paskins, biyoyim. That the yon money paskin dinam on is biyoyim and not balayla. And the same thing, oman negoyim shloy bisum, just like a negoyim, a kohen to paskin, the person has a tumas neger or not. A blind kohen cannot paskin. Tachsivis says, l'chol mare ein ha kohen. Now the kohen has to be able to see it completely. He has to have a good eyesight to see it. Rashi says, tachsiv l'chol mare ein ha kohen. Ad yiko kula mare can see completely. Is af reading the same thing by halachis of dayon to paskin dina mamnis, shaloi besuma, that a dayon, that's a blind, that's a person that's blind, cannot be a dayon. Now we go right to the sekish. Or makish also negoyim, we makish backwards negoyim to pasha ribim of dina mamnis. Ma ribim just like the pasha of machloikisim adina mamnis. Shloi bekroivim akorav cannot paskin. Rashi says the nafkalon miloyim musu avos abonim, that a father cannot paskin the son to die. Is af negoyim the same thing? Rashi says ain koyin roig and akorav. So where says af negoyim shloi bekroivim, that a koyin cannot paskin for his own korav, his own son, or own relative. Whether he's Tommy or not, a Kohen Korah cannot pass if it's Kraven. That's why Umakish, that's why Meishit to Makish both ways, Ribim to Negoyim and Negoyim to Ribim. That's the din of our Mishnah, that a Dayan that's blind, even in one eye, cannot pass in the Halachis, but he could be right to say this. Where it says, now if so, even my Ribim just at the Pasha of Dinam Omnis Bishleshi, you have to have three Dayanim to pass in Dinam Omnis. Maybe after Negoyim Bishleshi, when a Kohen wants to pass in, if a person of the Tum is Nega, you also have to have three, maybe. If it didn't, it was a swirl like that. If the moment you have to have three dayonim, so the paskin on your own goof, whether you're tummy or not, for sure you should have to have three. On this note, Tamalam, the pasuk says, Vuve alaron akayin, bring it to Aaron akayin. Or yalechad mi bonav akanim, to one of his children, the kanim. His whole amarat, and here we learn out, shafilu kayin echod, royas negoyim. Says, Vuve alaron akayin, al echod mi bonav, echad mi bonav, even only one of them. Mashma clearly, even one kohen has right to paskin dinei negoyim. Mor says, "No, who Samuel is a blind person?" The Rebbe Bishavi said, "Rabbi Yechonon. He was in a neighborhood, a neighbor of Rabbi Yechonon. There they kedayin dina, or some of the girsa diain dina. But our girsa, the heavy kedayin dina was paskining. It was a dayin, even though he was blind. So v'loy kol malei v'loy mi, they didn't tell him anything." Question is why? Hey, Rabbi Yochanan do like this to let him paskin. I vom Rabbi Yochanan says Lachik is Tam Mishnah. Paskin is Tam Mishnah. But tonight we're in our Mishnah that kol kosher lodin kosher lodin. That was kosher to be a dayin. Is also kosher to say edus. But our Mishnah says v'yeshra some people kosher lodin kosher to say edus. But v'yein kosher lodin is not kosher to be a dayin. For me, when we say l'sum, I was come to conclude. Rabbi Yochanan l'su yisum of yachas meinu. Rabbi Yochanan himself says this. That a blind person in one eye cannot be a dayin. So how did Rabbi Yochanan let his neighbor, like in his neighborhood, be paskin shalos if he was blind in one eye? Samar says, Rabbi Yochanan Enoch Nami, but Stomach Minashkes. He found another Stam Mishnah. This Nam, blah, blah, this in the Mishnah in Sanhedrin. The Dine Momnis, Donen Bayem, Dine was Kapaskin by daytime. The Gremblad can finish off the Psak at night. So the Chuvim can finish off Psak at night. Mashmi do not make this Hekish of Rebim to Negoyim. Because the Goyim you cannot do at night time. Since here Stam Mishnah says you could pass and Dina Mamnis could finish off the Psak at night time, Mashma Stam Mishnah not like Rav Meir. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan Paskin that a blind person can still be a dying. So that's the question: why you Ma Yuma the High Stam, High Stam? How did Rabbi Yochanan know to know which Stam is the Mishnah Paskin like? There are two Stam Mishnah. How do you know which one the Paskin like? He boils it with one case like this: Stam of the Rabbi Modif. That's me. That's a Stam of the Rabbim. Therefore, that's Odif. In other words, here it's a Machlokes from Meir and the Chachamim. So if you have a Stam Mishnah like a Chom and a Stam Mishnah like Rav Meir, it's better to pass like the Rabbonin, because the Rabbonin are still a Stam, are still a Rabbin. Because if you have only a Stam Mishnah like Rav Meir, you would pass like a Stam Mishnah. But now that you have a Stam Mishnah like the Rabbonin also, about a small Stam for the set of passing like the Rabbonin Shita. Therefore we all did a dying, even though he's blind, could passkin. And what did the Gemara did, could even be a Lila also. If you boy him, another test if you want, Mishnah, the Gatonia law, Gabi Hilchot Adina. This was learned in Sanhedrin, which is talking about Hilchot Dayanim. Right, the Sanhedrin, the Kamari Kulu Masech the Bedinim, Hilchach Ikari. Therefore, Masech the Sanhedrin, and that's the Ikar for passing how to be a dayan. Avol Hach over here, this Mishnah in Nidom, Leitanan Lohacha Gabi Nidu, El Agav Grov the Nakli Yotzibah. Here, somebody brought down since you have other Mishnahs like this, it schleps along this Mishnah also. Therefore, this Mishnah is not the Ikar Stam, but rather the Stam is Sanhedrin. That's the Ikar Stam. Therefore, we're going to pass on that Stam Mishnah over there that we are not Makish Rebim to Negoyim, and therefore, even though a sumis, a kain suma, cannot pass the Nilchus Negoyim, but a dayan, even though he's a suma, he's a blind, he could pass Kandine Mamnis. Now the Mishnah says, Kol Shechayiv b'maisris, any tfu, anything that grows, that's chayiv b'maisris, trumas and maisris, is a metama tumas eichlin, that's called an eichl, will be mekabu tumas eichlin. But the yesh to a certain things, is she metama tumas eichlin, has tumas eichlin on it. But v'yeinu chayiv b'maisris are not chayiv b'maisris. So more so, v'asu yimayim, what are these things that have tumas eichlin on it but does not have trumas and maisris? So more says, v'asu yeh bosa v'dogim v'beitzim, things that do not grow like meat or fish or eggs. If these things are called an eichel and have tumas eichlin, but it would not have the chiyuv trumas and maisris. Then the Mishnah says, kol shechayiv b'peyah, anything that grows that's chayiv in peyah, is chayiv b'maisris. Who are then? These things are chayiv b'maisris. Are called ponim midirabonin, because midiraisi only chayiv b'mais and truma, only dog on tirish v'yitzer, only on grapes and olives and the five grains. But midirabonin, anything that grows in Eretz Yisrael is chayiv b'maisris. So therefore, the Mishnah says are called ponim midirabonin. That anything that's chayiv and anything that grows, a field that grows, is chayiv and pay it. Leave over a corner of it for the aniyim. You should know those things that grow are also chayiv b'maisris. But v'yeshtu are certain things shechayiv b'maisris. You have to give a trumas b'maisris from them. But v'yena chayiv b'peya, you're part of them leaving over peya. If you have a field growing of these things, you have no chayiv to leave over peya. Leave over a corner for the aniyim. So versus lasuya, my words come to include. Lasuya, tein of yerek comes to include tein of fig, the yerek and vegetables. That shayna chayiv b'peya, these things you're part of from peya. And we'll soon see why. The Tanan we learn like this. Chlal Amr Bepeya, there's a general rule that says Behichos Peya. It says like this. Kol Shu Oichel, anything that's a food that's eaten, if it grows, you have to leave over Peya. Venishma, something that you watch, it's not Hefka. Figadulim Noros has to grow out of the ground and not like Bosa. Only Ketosa Kechem is when the tree is, or when the field is full, means when it's ripe, all the crop is ripe at one time. Not like certain trees, like a fig tree, that part is ripe now and part is ripe later. That's called Lukitosa Kechod. What you, the crop is all full, ripe at one time. Or Machnis Lakim, when you bring home this tfua, it could stay a while. You don't have to eat it up right away, it doesn't rot away. And these things are Chayiv B'peya. Now we explain, what does it mean to say? Oichod, after they say, Oichel is Chayiv, Lemute is Svich, Sat, Mekoitzim. Svichim means things that grow by themselves, not that you planted it, but the seed fell and grew by itself. Satim, because it's a type of leaves that the main purpose of it is not feeding, but to dye with it. You use it for dyeing, to make a dye, to make a color from it. That's the main purpose of it. So therefore, it's not called an oichol to mechayiv and pay, because the main purpose is not feeding, it's for dyeing purposes. question is, why does it have to say Svichai? Seeing as it grows by itself, why do you say what you plant? So a different short that Mumshad Rashi says is that what grows Svichim, these things are not fit so much for eating purposes. But the first ones that grow, they're fit for eating purposes. That's why it says Svichim. These are potter from Peya. But the first ones that grow could be the Chayvim Peya. Then it says, Venishma, something you watch. That's Lamute Hefka. The Hefka is potter, is potter from Peya. Then it says, the Gedulim and other things that grow out of the ground. Lemute Kmema Patrias, Lemute Mushrooms. Mushrooms are not Chayvim Peya. They don't grow out of the ground. It's called, it grows out of the ear. Well, the Gitosa Kiechor, it says, you pick it off all at one shot. Lemute tena comes to exclude a tena fig tree. Because it doesn't go all become ripe at one time. At different times of the year is it ripe. Therefore you pot it from peya. Umach nisei lekiyum. Lemute yer comes to exclude a yerek. Because yerokas, vegetables, get rotten right away. So you have to eat them up right away. They can't preserve them. Now, v'ilu gavi maisa mashenkin. By maisa tenam lele this. Kol shuwa is nothing that's edible. The nishma that you watch is not hefka. The dulim nors grows out of the ground. These things are chayy b'maisrois. But vidul likitos akechad, this last tonight, that's likitos akechad, rosu machnis likiyim, that you have to be able to store it away to last. Likitos doesn't say these things by maisrois. Therefore, tainim are chayy b'maisrois, even though they're potter from peya. It says, "Vimhoyubem b'shumim b'tzolim." Let's say that onions or some garlic there. Then chayovim. Then taka the chayivim peya. These yirokis are lekiyum. These things could be preserved. These things could stay. The Tanan we learn like this: Melav nois b'tzolim. If you have a row of of onions growing, shebein hayerek, in between vegetables. Now, you have a big field, and in between the vegetables, you have rows of onions growing. So the question is, that these rows of onion divide up the field to make each part into another separate small field, or so called one big field. Each field is called, each row is each, like each row divides up that field into a separate field, and from each field you have to take off pay separately. Take off one pay for the whole thing. But I call point, because they hold the so called one big field, that's lucky enough to take off pay at once. But I call point, and you see here clearly that by B'tzolim, this type of a yerek is called the Darvach Nisulakiyam, is Mechuyiv in a payah. Now the Gemara says, Omar Rabba Bar Bachon, Omar Reb Yechanon, Ulshin, that's his endives, is Shezoron, Mitchil Lebehem, when you first grew them, you had a mind to feed it to the animals. Then later you had a mind to feed it, to give it to a person to eat. So locher is tzrichos machshava, you have to have machshava likashiyatolshu. That after you pick them off, you have to have machshava to give it a shem oichol, it should be mekabel tumah. But since the beginning when you planted l'shem behema, so to feed it the animal, so it doesn't have a shem oichol on it. And while it's growing, you can't give it a machshava, it's only after you pull it off, then you could have a machshava to make it into an eichel, and then it'll be hukshah, then it'll be fit lekabel tumah if mashkin comes on it. So what's the chiddush over here of Rabba Bar Bachona? Someone says that ksavri he holds machsheves chibul loishmei machshava. Kol zman still attached to the ground, this machshava means nothing. Machshava is only chal afterwards, not when it's attached to the ground. Omar Rav said this. Avonam Amatini also learned this. Avonam Amatini also learned, like the a riot to Rav Bavachono, that a machshava you have, or the thing is still attached to the ground, is not called a machshava. As we learn like this, Yud Gimel Dvar Nemru Benevela Soif Tor. There are 13 halachis said special about Benevela Soif Tor. This is one of them. That Tzricha machshava, you have to have machshava to make it into an oichol. You have to think that you want to use it for food. The ain't a tzrich hechsher, but it does not have to have hechsher, means you don't have to have water put on it. So what does Rabbi say? Alma, we see from here that machshavet chayim lo shema machshava. That you have machshava mechayim to use it, it's not called a machshava. Because here we're talking about like this, and the velas oif tor means when the bird was alive, so it's a bird that's tor, you must have in mind, you planted it, you planted shecht it. What happened later was it died by itself, it became an avela, now it's also achila. But the question is, though, you had already machshava when it was alive to use it for food. So if that machshava is good later when it dies, why do you have to think again you plan to use it for food? Elamayitza writes Rafunam that when something is alive, a machshava does not help on it to make it into an oichel. It's only after it's dead that you have to have, or else after it's picked off the tree, then you can have a machshava to make it into an oichel. Now here by Novellas Oif Torah it's like this. You know, the Torah says a special exercise that when this bird dies in Novellas Oif Torah, if you just touch it, you do not become tummy. But if you eat it, when you swallow it, the base of bliya, that's exactly the cost of it's metami you, and all the begodim you're wearing, that's called tumah chamura. So there's a special chiddush now, that such a thing that has a tumah chamura like this, now let's say, before you eat it, does it have any tumah? So, minastam, no, it doesn't even have tumah eichlin, because minastam is not imitit. But let's say you have machshav, but you plan to feed this to a goy, you have a plan to use it for food, so then the lach is it has a shem oichel on it. Now that it has a shem oichel, it has tumas oichlin. It's like an avatum neget oichlin, that it could be metama oichlin umashkin, not an adam. Maybe it's not an adam, maybe it's only rishon tuma. Now this halacha usually for something to become tummy, it needs a hechsher, means water has to come upon the food first. But here, since this oilavelas oif, a seifah has a tumah chamura, therefore that's the locha, does not need any heksher. But you just need machshav of the chila to make it into an eichel. Once it becomes into an eichel, automatically now it has this tumas eichlin on it, that if it touches other eichlin or other mashkin, it'll be metamidim. Smor says, Hochinami, so there's a proof to Rafuna, Hochinami, that machsheves chibur loishimo machshava, that calls them on the food is still attached to the tree, it's not called a machshav, you can't make it into an eichel. You have to have machshava, like Rafuna says, Tzricha machshava likashitolshu, after you pick it off the tree. Now the Gemara says, Rab Zeira says, could be there's no proof. Rab Zeira Omar, that hocha begoizel shenofel min harum askin, here we're talking about a bird, this novella soif tor, that the reason why you have to have a machshava now, and we do not say since you had a machshava before when it was alive to eat it, that should be called a machshava. So Rab Zeira says, maybe that machshava really does help. But here we're talking about a bird that came out of the wilderness like. Roy means from a high place. Rosh is oif habor, a wild bird. Perech bav is flying through the air. That we did not see it mechayim. And now it just came down dead. So such a bird needs a machshava. Perech nami may be a bird that's around us. Since you had a machshava when it's alive to eat it, to shecht it, so even though it dies by itself, maybe you do not need machshava to make it into an eichel. So more still, but again, that Reb Zeira Amar Hocha Begoizel Shenofim in Harum Askina, from Harum means from the heights, to Loi Hebe, come on, it wasn't in front of us, to Lechosh Shabalai, we should have Machshava to eat from it. So that's why there's no Machshava on it. That's why we need a Machshava now, when we find it after it's mace. But Ein Echonami, Machshava Mechai maybe helps. Omlai Abai says back, no. Abai says back, Reb Zeira, Tarnagirl Shebiyavna, Michael Mema, what can you say about the case later we're going to have about a Tarnagirl Shebiyavna? Rashi says, the Amin Lekamon will say later, that Kusum Oishom, there were goyim there. The Chishwa Lai, they had a mind to eat from it. For a Tarnagirl is Oif Mizumino, a Tarnagirl is a hen that's around us. And as a Kamon when it's alive. And still we said, needs a Machshava, Latumas Maga, after its mace. So you see, a Machshava Mechem does not help. So Reb Zeira says back, no, Tarna go brua heve, that over there, that case we'll soon see Biavna was also a wild hen that flew away, that was not near us. So therefore, the Makri had no Machshava Mechayim, that's where definitely the Machshava Olachamisa. So Mora says, Achicha Olay, they thought left for him, Tarna go brua, a wild hen, Oif Tomehu, that's a Oif Tomeh, here we're talking about a Oif Tor. A knife tamei is a wild one. The oif tamei mikam etamon, does knife tamei have a din tumor altogether? It has no tumas, not the base of liya. Rashi says, oif tamei mi metamei base of liya, for a kaimalon, we hold the Gemara Chumim, that mi shesur mishum ba teichon nevela, yotzeze shesur mishum ba teichon tumeya. So mela, that can be the case that a wild hen, because a wild hen is a knife tamei, that has no tumor altogether. So the kids must be talking about a regular tarnagelis, and still you see that you need a machshava liyachemisa chosarat ravuna. So Mor says back, oh maluhu Abai says back to them. Listen, Gavu Rabba Oma Milsa, the great person says something like this: is letechicho olei do not live for him. It's not nice to live for an Adam Choshev. Rabbi Zeir was still an Adam Choshev. He answered it back like this. What he meant to say was, Tarnagel Shamordo that rebelled away from its master. It wasn't really a wild one. It just ran away from its master. Mar says, my bro, why do we call it a wild one for? The Yevroi Mimor just means it ran away from its master. Skitsa, now when it came to a new place, by our place, we did not have Machshava Mechayim. We only have now. After it was Mace, we found it. So that's why you have to have a Machshava here. But it could be, Dr. Bzeira says, maybe Machshava Mechayim really helps. Rapapa says, Tanagoy, lest the Agma Avoy, no, it was a hen from the swamps. The Agmoy means it was not around us. Itaki was not a wild one, it was a Taka Kosher one, but just wasn't around us. It was the Agmo, so that's why Mechaim, we had no Machshav on it. So now the Achamis, so now we have Machshav on it. Ramorian says, Rapapa goes according to his own reasoning. And Rapapa Letaime, that Yom Rapapa says like this, Tarnagol the Agmo, or Tarnagol of the swamps, is Osa. A Tarnagol means a male. That's also. But Tanagol to the Agma, hen from the Agma, Shari, that's Mutter. It's called an Oif Tor, it's Mutter Vachila. And the Mor says, with Simnech, what's the Simnech? Remember this? Amoini b'loy Amoinis. That an Amoini, a man, is also Bekal. But Shenken an Amoinis, she's Mutter Bekal. The same thing by this Tanagol of Agma, that a male is also, and a female is Mutter. Now the Mor says, Dorish Marema. Marema made a drush like this. That Tanagoto, the Agmo, again, that the Tanagoto, that's the male chicken, the cock from the Agmo of the fields, Athira Sakos, it's a but, yeah. So then one says, Chaz you are Rabbonin. The Rabbonin saw, though, that the Doris of Yochlo, because the Rabbonin saw it, that used to be Doris, Yochlo take its food, used to trample on top of the food. They used to see it do this. And while it was eating, it would be stamping on its food. So Moshe says, "So v'hai no girusa." That's this bird girusa. That's taka called the knife tummy. Rashi says, "V'hai no girusa" means the kaimlo. We hold girusa's knife tummyu. The other pair called abosa, komad the oslan rachmona shorlon the kabli. Kids, it is called an knife tummy. Then Moshe says, "Tanra bar not like this. Goizel a bird, a pigeon, shenofol a gaf that fell into a wine press." So. It depends, and it died there. V'chishev olav lahalois lakusin. You had a mind to take it out to give it to a guy to eat. So you had a mind to give it to a person to eat. So therefore, has a shame oichel on it, and therefore tumeya. It becomes tum like the loch is before. Right to Rav Huna, that you have machshav on it now. After it was mace, it has a shame oichel on it, and therefore it has tumas oichel on it, and it'll be metama oichel nacherim. Now, what's going to be lekelav? Let's say you have a mind to take it out to give it to a dog. So an oichel for behemah is not called an oichel. Therefore, tor it's not makabel tumas oichlin, and its tor will not be matam other oichlin. Reb Yechon ben Uri yomer af lekelav tum. He has no. Even if you have a mind to take out this pigeon to give it to a dog, so you do not have a mind to use it for food, only for a dog, still it's tummy. So soon siwa, even though you have no machshava for an oichel, still he holds it has tumas oichlin on it. And the Gemara says why. Reb Yechon ben Uri says like this, really kal v'chaim, I have a kal v'chaim here. In mitama to mechamurom, shle b'machshava. The loch of an oif, nevelas oif, tor, has a to mechamura without a machshava. Meaning to say, even though you have no das to eat from it, still if somebody puts it down your throat and you swallow it, b'shas, you swallow the base of liyam, it becomes like an avatumer, it's mitama you and your clothing you're wearing. So it's a kavu choyma that in mitama tuma chamura shleba machshav. You know you have no das to eat it. Just happened to be that you ate it, but you didn't really have a das to eat it. Shelo yitam lo yitam tuma kala shleba machshava. Isn't the svara then that for sure this nevelas oif tor should have a tuma kala on it, even though you have no machshava to eat from it? Again, a tuma kala means it have tumas oichlin on it, that it could be mitama oichlin amashkin. So even though you have no machshava, still it should have tumas oichlin on it. That's Reb Yochanan ben Uri's kavuchayma. On this, Omula the Chum said back to Reb Yochanan ben Uri, lo yimamata b'tumah chamura. No, there's a big difference. You know why tumah chamura, this halacha, if you eat the nevelas oif tor, that you become tumah beis abliyah, shekein einu yeredes lakach. It is not your red with lekach. I mean, there's no din machshava at all on this. It doesn't pass the whole yisoid of machshava. That's the gzeras akosav here. Then when you swallow this nevelas oif tor, you become tamei. But to yomi, you want to tell me though, by the regular pasha, by tuma kalo, by regular tumas oichlin, shekain your red with lekach, like all over every tumas oichlin, taka needs a machshava. Without a machshava, you have no tumas oichlin. So maybe since you always need a machshava, maybe the machshava should help over here. Or malahen, so you answer back, Taina Gurlis is Sheba Yavna, so therefore there's no Kavachayma. That it could be for the Tumma Chamur, you do not need Machshava. That it could be for this Tumma Kala, you do need Machshava. On this, Rabbi Yochanan says back, O Malen. So Rabbi Yochanan says back, Taina Gurlis is Sheba Yavna, Tech Yach. Rabbi Yochanan Menuris said, I'll bring you Raya from this Taina Gurlis, this hen in Yavna. She read this Lakach, that's a hen, it's an Eichel, that usually Eichel needs Machshava to make it into an Eichel. O Tumeya, Shleva Machshava. And still there, they said it had Tumas Eichlin on it without a machshava teat from it. Omrullah, they said back to him, no. Mishomra, is there any proof from over there from the case of Yavna? Over there, Kusim Hoyusham. Over there, the case was there were Goyim over there. And therefore, Vichishva Layelachidu, they had a mind teat from it. So that's why that Nevelas Oif Tor had a Tumas Eichlin on it. Not because without machshava it's called Tumas Eichlin, but no. Over there, there was a machshava Eichlin. Over there was meant for kusim, so he had a machshava seichlim on it. So again, therefore, there's no proof to Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. Now the Gemara says, "B'mayaskin." Let's see, what are we talking about here? What's the tekimta? How is this oif talking about over here? B'mayaskin. Where are we talking about? You let me if you want to tell me we're talking about big krochim in the big cities. Is so law malo machshava. What do you have to have machshiv nukwata chomin? What do you have to have machshava to eat from this tanagolus even after it's mace? If you have tanan, we learn like this. Nevelas behemotora. If you have a dead animal, a behemotora, the dog, without a shchita, the chomok, no matter where it is, it's always tum, it has tumas eichlin on it. Rashi says, the chomok means a field big form, even in the small towns. The lek eichlim ruben, stomal achila. That most probably people haven't asked eat from it, so therefore it has a shame oichel on it, therefore it have tumas oichlin on it. What about nevelas oiftor? What about a dead bird, oiftor? Or else the yachelab, or else fats? So it depends. Bikrochim, if it's in the big cities, ain't tzrichim. Loi machshav, loi hechshav, do not have to have machshava. They don't have to have a ferish or machshava to go eat from it, because minastan people will use it to eat. And therefore, din v'lehechsher, you don't have to have a hechsher of mayim, because since these things are soif l'tama tuma chamura, does not need a hechsher. So, koponim, that's the kasher. We're talking about over here the krochim and gedolim. Lechur, you don't have to have machshava. What did Chum say? You have to have machshava. Ella, what do you want to tell me? We're talking about over here maybe by kfarim in the small towns. Samar says again, umiikulaman diyomad leboy machshava. Like how could Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri say you don't have to have machshava? But then, if I say like that, shit lechur, quant everybody should have to have machshava. The Yotnan learn like this: Nevelas behema tameya b'chol makom. Nevelas behema tameya b'chol makom. If an animal dies, it's nevelas tameya b'chol makom. But says clearly, nevelas life tor. What about if a bird dies? A tordika bird. So it depends. It says the form. If you only find in the small towns, tzricha machshava. Says clearly, it's tam mishne nuksin that you have to have machshava to give it into masaychlin. But the ain't tzricha. You don't have to have a hechsher on it. So here you see, you have to have machshava. Taka Yochanan Nur say you don't have to have machshava. So Mor says, Omer Rab Zera Bar Chanino, Liyerlom Bekrach, Atei we're talking about now, Bekrach at big city. So if so, it's good Rabbi Yochanan Nur says you don't have to have machshava. Then in Shred, the Tanakama, one of the Chum say you have to have a machshava. So my answer to here, the case was that this Tana girl fell into a gas, fell into the wine press. V'gito mi astoy. Since it fell into the wine press, that made it meis, it made it disgusting like. The Asokik farm made it now like a small town and not everybody wants to eat it. So therefore the Chum say that since people don't want to eat it right now, so therefore you have to have machshava to make it into an eichel. If you don't have machshava, then it will not become into an eichel. So Bar Rashi says, behind the time of the Rabbonin, boy machshava the gash novotoycha mastoy. If you ain't a hog and lachila kokach, it's not fit to be eaten anymore. That's why they said the Chum say you have to have a machshava. Now the Gemara says that, but still, Omer Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, he says, no, you don't have to have a machshav, and he had a kal v'choyma. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, kal v'choyma. In metama tuma chamur of this oif, has a tuma chamur when you eat it, when you swallow it, it's metama, you're the base of liyam, you have no machshav, but eat it beforehand, And so, Lertitam, isn't the Torah to say, should have a tumah, Lertitam, tumah kalom, shleba machshov, isn't the Torah to say that this oif tum, this nevela should have tumas oiflin on it, even though you don't think to give it to somebody to eat, you don't think to give it to a goy to eat. Stam, it should have tumas oiflin, merkab achayma. And this amulah, the Chum said back, no, avuloi, loy imamata, but tumah chamura. This halacha that nevela is oif tor, if you eat it, it's metami you badei sabliya, it's metami your whole body, and you're begodim, shekin, and you're redas akach, there's no din to have a machshavah on it, there's no din machshavah on this halacha of nevela is oif tor, that's metami you badei sabliya. So Morris asked the question now, what do the Chum mean to say? Ma any redas akach, what do the Chum mean to say that here it's not your redas akach, you don't need any machshavah? What does it mean? Some are Rav says, karmi. This is what it means. Hocha karmi lei. This is what the Chum is meant to say back. Hocha karmi lei. Lo yimamata betumah chamura. You hold now that nun aleph and aleph on top. That lo yimamata betumah chamura. If it was only said by tumah chamura, I'll tell you, shekein eino eisa kiyotzebom. That betumah chamura does not make a kiyotzebom. Vashas ma'achra shematam nevela esodom. Like once this nevela touches the, when a person swallows it and he becomes tamei, is they noise I saw them choizem etam adam. This person has become tamei. He's like a rishon atuma, so he cannot go now and be metam another person. She metam adam elav atuma. So therefore, this tuma chamura right now is ain oisik yetsva, does not make the person into a tuma chamura. But yom betuma kalu mashen when this alok of the tuma kalu when the oichlin here, when this bird has tumas oichlin on it. When it touches food, it makes it into a rishon. A rishon makes it into a shiny. So it is matam of the yechlin. So maybe that's what he meant to say. Shkan eina yeredes lakach means that tumah chamura does not make the give over the tumah the same chayma that it has. So Mar says no. Omalei Abaye says back. If so, called the chayma is a kav chayma than the opposite way. But ma tumah chamura madich this strong tumah. The kila the yeno isak yotzebus it has a kalus to it. That when you eat this oif nevelas oif tor, true you become tamei, but you're only a rishon. You cannot be metam another person. Still metamish by the machshava. Still you become tamei the person that eats this oif, even though there's no machshava to eat it first. And so tumakala this halach of tumas oichlin. That we say now this nevelas oif tor has a tumas oichlin on it. The chamira in a certain point it's more chomer that what that the yosek yotzebom. This type of a tumor does make you, but this type of a tumor.